Today we want to think on the subject, hearing is not enough. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Now the Lord said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation." You see, in order to become a great nation, he had to have a son. And this promise was repeated twice before a son was born. Well, when that promise was made in Genesis 12, 24 years passed, and yet he had no son. And then when Abraham was 100, 25 years later after the promise, Isaac was born. And years passed, and Isaac grew up to be a young man. And then God spoke to Abraham again in Genesis chapter 22. And he said to Abraham, "Take Isaac to Mount Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering." Well, Abraham heard, but should he obey that or should he not obey? You see, this was a real trial, a real test. Abraham could have reasoned, God promised that I would become a great nation. He must not have really meant it. You see, hearing is not enough, just to hear. We need to read God's word. It is important. We need to have personal or family devotions. We need to hear God's word taught in the local church. We need to hear God's word taught on radio or TV. But just hearing is not enough. Now I want to read. Let's continue here in Genesis 22. In James chapter 1, you remember, last week we talked about receiving the engrafted word. And to receive the engrafted word means we make it a part of our lives. That involves doing and obeying. Well, back to Abraham. Abraham, after he was commanded to take Isaac and take him up to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him, we read that he left early in the morning and went to the mountain. He built an altar and he put Isaac on the altar and he raised his knife to slay him, because he was going to be a sacrifice. And then we read in Genesis 22, 11 and 12, "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that you have not withheld your only son. So by your act of being willing to do what I told you, I know now that you fear God," or in other words, that you love God. And notice in Genesis 22, verses 15 to 18, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because you have done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of thine enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now I will bless you, Abram, because you were willing to do what I said, even though it was a great test. Even though it was a great trial, you were willing to obey me regardless of what I had before promised. You see, God blessed Abram. I will bless you, he said, because you were willing to do that. Hearing is important, but hearing only is not enough. There must be obedience, regardless of what the test is, regardless of what we're going through. There must be obedience to the Word of God. And when we are willing to obey Him in the midst of trial, regardless of what He tells us in His Word, He will bless us as a result of that obedience. Now, our first point, that was just introduction. Our first point is back to the book of James, chapter 1. And our first point is, doers are not enough. Doers are not deceived. Doers are not deceived. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, we read, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." The average American watches a lot of TV programs. And I don't know how much the average American watches, but it's a lot. And the average American spends a lot of time on their cell phones. But the average American spends much, much more time on watching TV and cell phones and so forth than in reading the Word of God. Now, we need to spend time in the Word of God, but we need to involve more than just the intellect. We must involve the will, or in other words, we must put into practice what we read and what we hear. Hearers only deceive themselves. You see, many people, when they hear the Word of God, they think, well, I'm fine. I'm spiritual. Everything's fine between me and God. But hearing only won't change our lives. Hearing only won't produce Christ-like character in our lives. Hearing only won't solve our problems. Hearing only won't give guidance in our lives, and hearing only won't bring joy and peace, and hearing only won't take away the guilt of sin, and hearing only won't bring God's blessing. You see, we must hear God's word, but we also must do what He says. Secondly, doers are like a well-groomed person. Doers are like a well-groomed person. In verses 23, James 1, 23 to 25, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth straightway and forgets what kind of manner of person he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. You see, the illustration is given about the importance of doing God's word, obeying it, not just hearing it. When a person gets up in the morning, our hair is usually a mess. We have sleep in our eyes and our breath is bad. And for men, we need to be shaved. We are not ready to go out and face the public. And if we get up in the morning and we look into the mirror, and then we go and we dress and forget what we looked like, but just go out to work or out into the public, what will others think of us if our hair's a mess and we look like we just didn't do anything about getting ready to go? And yet that's how God sees many Christians. They hear the word, they see themselves as they read God's word or hear God's word, but then we leave and forget that we have need of cleansing, that we need to grow in Christ's likeness. We need to serve Christ as our Savior. We forget those things. You see, doers is like a man that gets up, looks in the mirror, he shaves his face, he washes his face, he puts on aftershave, he brushes his teeth, he combs his hair, and then dresses and goes out to meet the public or to go to work. And others see him and they think, they recognize that this person is well-groomed and they look nice, and we make an impact upon others. You see, when we hear God's word and then do it, we take our sin to the Lord and we experience cleansing. And a doer is adorned with Christ's righteousness. And a doer goes forth serving Christ and makes an impact upon those he meets. Thirdly, doers are blessed by God. Notice verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You see, referring to the word of God, it calls it the perfect law of liberty. It's perfect. God's word is accurate, is a dependable rule for faith and practice. It is not filled with error or contradictions. It is not untrustworthy. It is perfect and accurate. And notice he calls it the perfect law of liberty. You see, God's word brings liberty, freedom from sin, freedom from confusion, freedom from guilt. And when we hear God's word and do it, we are blessed by God. Now, notice verse 26 also. If any man among you seem to be religious or spiritual and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. You see, if we hear God's word only and we put on an appearance of being spiritual, and yet we don't obey it. We don't control our tongue. And we talked about that previously in the book of James, but we don't control our tongue. We complain, we gossip, we belittle others. This person's life is vain or it's empty. But notice verse 27, but pure religion or spirituality and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You see, if we are a doer of the word, then we're going to confess our sin, we're going to be pure and unblemished, we're going to be Christ-like, and we're going to go forth and serve the Lord and meet the needs of others and do all that we can in serving the Lord. Now, in closing, notice again in the Gospel of John, the man who's not only a hearer of the word, but also a doer, shall be blessed. Notice John 14, verse 21. He that hath my commandments, or my word, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Now remember, going back to Abraham, remember God said to him, now I know that you love me. You see, love for God is shown by outward obedience. Obedience showed his great love for the Lord. In closing, I want to read one more verse in John 8:31. Then said Jesus unto the Jewish people which believed on him, if you continue in my word, or in other words, if you obey my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You see, obedience to the word of God shows not only that we love God, but that we are followers of his. We are his disciples. And we are not just putting on an appearance of spirituality, but we are truly Christ-like, growing in the Lord, and we're his disciples indeed. So regardless of the kind of trials that we face, regardless how difficult the situation might be, we need to obey what the Word of God says, not just hear it, though that's important. We need to obey what it says. Let's close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word. And Lord, help us to be not only hearers of your word, but help us to be doers. Do what it says also. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.